Welcome to Breaking Through Special Needs. It's a podcast for all special needs parents, caregivers, and family members where we provide resources, helpful information, and support as you navigate your journey, no matter where you're listening from. We'll dive into interviews with professionals, helpful tips for home, and most of all, support for you. Thank you so much for listening. We're so grateful to have you here.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Breaking Through Special Needs. So today I am again recording from home, sitting in my bedroom. However, the dryer and the dishwasher are both going. So if you hear any background noises, again, please disregard. Thank you for your patience. So to the reason why I'm recording this podcast tonight. So I really want to discuss telehealth, virtual sessions, everything. As the coronavirus has gotten very chaotic, we're obviously in a time where everything is switching to online, whether that be work, whether that be school, and yes, that even means therapies. And you all have had schedules designed so nicely. Those are just a distant memory now, but as if you already didn't have enough on your plates already, right? Like without this global pandemic, just add this to the factor. But I really wanted to discuss a little bit more around telehealth, why you should think about giving it a shot, and then when you do give it a shot, how you can prepare for success so that you and your child can get the most out of it. So I first wanted to say the good thing is that you all thrive in chaos. No matter if you feel stressed out about it or not, you do. So that's number one. Number two, the second good thing is that the internet has allowed us to stay connected. And so now you're able to receive resources still and maybe find some help that you don't have to be alone in this. And so that's kind of why I'm making this episode. You shouldn't be alone in this. You don't have to be alone. And there's a lot of reasons why it can actually be a really good thing. And I'm going to say it now, and you might not believe me, but I truly, truly think that virtual services complement what we already do in PT. And in some ways, I actually even think that they are better than in-person services, whether that be in an office, an outpatient setting, like my office, or if that's home, or if that is your school therapies. I actually think that it truly complements it and could be better in a lot of ways. But bear with me. So hear me out, please. So it kind of sounds intimidating that you're going to have to perform these activities with your child, and you may not even have as much equipment as they might typically use in a setting wherever they receive their therapy, but don't be intimidated. The thing about telehealth is that it breaks it down and makes it a little bit simpler. And so I want to go through a few reasons of why you may want to consider it when you haven't before. So number one, it's a given, but it provides you help on specific things to work on. So if you're sitting at home and you're kind of like, well, maybe I should just do some sitting, or maybe I should do something on the ball or whatever, the therapist is actually there to guide you through specific activities to kind of take that away, that whole stress of even thinking of it away from you. Number two, it provides you a little structure in your day at home. And we all know structure has gone out the window very quickly. And we're all, I think, craving a lot of routine and structure right now. And having a set appointment of time and day actually provides you a little bit more structure. Number three, familiarity with a familiar face. So obviously it will likely be a therapist you've been working with already. And so it's a way to connect with someone who you typically see in person, which is another great thing about how this has happened in this day and age where technology is what it is and we have so many ways of connecting still. And number four is my favorite reason, but it gives you hands-on coaching in a way that you've never experienced before. And so lots of the parents that come on are watching and engaged. They come into my office, right? They're watching, they're engaged in each session. However, did you ever hear the phrase that seeing is not doing? Meaning that seeing something is not the same as experience as if you're actually doing something. And I really hope that I got that phrase right, because I might have just interpreted it wrong, but this is what it means to me. So this is what it means moving forward. You gain so much more knowledge and you learn so much about your child in a way that you haven't before through actually having to perform these therapeutic activities. And the best thing is that you can carry over the techniques that you're learning because you're actually doing them, and you can do it every single day. So you can do it in your daily routines, or if you notice something, you'll be able to maybe better handle them or position them better because now you're going to be more aware of it because you've actually hands-on experienced it before, which is something really cool. And so you may not feel confident and you may not feel like you're doing a good job during a session like this, but like allow yourself to face up to the challenge, because the gains in this are going to be so much better than the alternative. Like, what is the alternative right now? The alternative is your child faces risks of regression, and you've already invested so much time, money, everything in your child. Like every single special needs parent that I have ever met has always made such an investment in caring for their family and caring for their child to make sure that they could just be their best selves. And don't you think that maybe just giving this a shot is better than not? I mean, I'm really biased because I'm a therapist, so please take that into consideration. However, I really truly, like, I only think about the outcomes that all of our families are looking for, right? Like when someone comes to our clinic, we are just all about goals. What goals do you have? Because I find that a lot of the time parents aren't asked, what are your goals for your child? What do you care about? What do you want? What do you want for your child? Like, people aren't asked that enough. School therapies go based on the school environment and what the school says that they should be working on and what's age appropriate according to their objective data in their testing and whatever. And it's just not enough. And these families need to be heard. And so allowing yourself to be a bigger part of that through this really crazy time, this telehealth is such an awesome opportunity for you to do that. And so another thing is the therapist can also even help you in your home environment and see where you're struggling. So we've had parents that have come in to us at our office and said like, oh, look, like my stair is positioned this way and whatever, and it's really hard and whatever. And so we suggest things, we say to take a video, we say to do whatever, but it's not the same as being live in person and on the screen and then guiding. Oh, nope. Okay. I see what you mean there. Why don't we try this? And it's in real time and you're learning as you're going. You know, we recently did a virtual session with one of our clients, and the mom, she was able to show us with her daughter, who is 12 years old, the specific area that she had difficulty getting up from the floor, secondary to like the layout of the home. And so we were able to see it and instruct her on how to get up from the floor from there. And we were like, well, normally, are you just lifting her? And, you know, she's 12 years old. She's not light. And normally mom would just be lifting her and it nearly being like minimal assistance for her to just get her daughter up. And now she's able to facilitate it and save her back in the process, which is such an amazing thing. And, you know, had we not done a virtual session with her, I'm not sure we would have ever helped her in that way specifically for carryover, that now every single time she's there, she's going to be able to help her daughter through that moment. And it's safer for her too. It's safer for her daughter and it's safer for her. And we work on floor to stand with her daughter in the office all the time, but it's not quite the same. And I just, that way, that session was, she got so much more out of that session than she would have if she came into the office. And so I'm just trying to show you a different perspective of this whole virtual telehealth type of therapy. Because a lot of the time, I think it's like, for pediatrics specifically, a lot of it is very hands-on. And you automatically assume that like the therapist has to have their hands on your child, but that's not necessarily the case. That, you know, we as therapists are skilled and we learn a bunch of things. It's really our knowledge that helps us be able to get outcomes. And so if we can pass that knowledge to you, you're going to be able to utilize that in such a big way at home too. And you know, I get that, like, I totally get that you would be nervous, but obviously we as therapists, pediatric therapists specifically, are the coolest kind. I'm just saying. But you know, we're here to guide you. We're not going to critique you. It's more so just trying to help in any way possible. And especially since you already have so much on your plates right now, you're so stressed out, adding that structure and guiding through a virtual session is so, so good for you, and like presenting you with a new opportunity to learn more about your child. And things are really, it's such an uncertain time right now. Like, why not just be certain about one thing, and that just be that your child is still going to maintain progress? It's such an uncertain time, and that uncertainty is where that fear is coming from. And so if this could be one thing you might feel like you have control over and you're still working towards some sort of normalcy, take it. And so I kind of wanted to just go through those reasons with you, because, you know, luckily a lot of our families have just switched gracefully over to virtual. And instead of in office visits during this crazy time, and they're benefiting so much. And so I just want to speak to those parents right now that are hesitating, and, you know, and if you're not currently taking them to an outpatient center and school therapies or home therapies are at a halt, like, don't be afraid to reach out to any place that is, because they're going to be able to help you in some way, in some way. And I just don't want you to feel, to let that nervousness and fear kind of get in the way of something that could be so beneficial and really beautiful for your child and their progress. And so I kind of wanted to also go through, like, once you do decide, if that is something that you do decide actually, to continue with a virtual session, I want to give you a few tips on how you can prepare for success. Because yes, you're going to be nervous. So here's just a few tips that we tell our families, and that it seems to have been really helpful, and now they just have gotten the hang of it. So number one, make sure obviously any necessary paperwork or emails or whatever you have links to get from them about how you're going to access them virtually. Meaning, you have your laptop, iPad, phone, or something, whatever you're going to be planning on using, ready, and you know what app and device you're using. And if you have any specific questions about that, don't be afraid to reach out to your therapist and ask them how they're going to access if they have not guided you through that part yet. And to, like, personally, I do think that a laptop is best, just because it's a bigger screen, number one, but it's also really sturdy and easier to prop up. So you can just say, oh, just prop this up, and then you can easily switch, go up or down or angle it to make sure that the view is good for the therapist to be able to view your room on video. So that's number one, making sure that you have the link that you're supposed to be going to, that you have everything set up on the device that is easiest for you to access, and you have somewhere that you're going to be able to prop this up on. A good Wi-Fi connection is also a plus. We have had a few scenarios where, you know, like, they didn't get as good reception in one area as the other area of the house. So just make sure, like, if you have anything like that in your home, you know which area you're going to get a better reception in. Second, just set up a therapy quiet space, and you can, you know, make sure you have a mat. If you don't even have a mat, then you can have like just a space on the floor. If you don't have carpet, make sure you have some pillows down, put a blanket down, anything like that where you're ready to have a space on the floor, ready for them to do anything. Any of your kids' favorite toys at home. Something I've even suggested is you might even consider hiding like one of their favorite toys or something, so they're extra motivating when that time comes for your appointment. That could be really helpful too. So when it comes time for actually starting the session, make sure that you're communicating well with your therapist. Just start by giving a recap of the past week, maybe some things you've been working on or something you wanted to try at home but you weren't sure, maybe an area of the home that you've struggled with. And it will really help the therapist tailor the session. So it's really going to help us help you. If we don't know like what areas you're struggling with or what you have worked on in the past week, then we don't really have a clear understanding of what to do moving forward. It's just going to help us so much. The communication is key in this aspect. And number four, just take it slowly. Ask as many questions as possible. If your therapist is like, here, put your hand here and put this force down on it to help facilitate this movement or position or whatever, and you're like, I have no clue what the heck that means, you say it. Like, don't be afraid to say that. Like, luckily our families are so comfortable with us that they're like, what are you telling me to do right now? But don't be afraid to ask questions. Why am I doing this? What is this going to help them do? How is this working towards their goals? What type of pressure? How much pressure should I apply? Where should I assist them? Is this okay? Like, ask as many questions as possible because it'll allow you to get so much more out of it. And you might not get through as many different activities as you would maybe in office. And that's okay too, because the quality of the session is so much more important than the quantity when it comes to this type of session. And obviously, again, at the end, just ask for one thing. If your therapist hasn't given you anything to work on, just ask for one thing to focus on in the coming week. Ask how you can incorporate that into your daily routine if they haven't told you that. You know, you have so much to do while you're at home. There's no need to try and take on of extra therapy at home. Like, allow this to be your structured time with therapists and learn from it. And if you do have questions or you do come up with things during the week, like, your therapist should be readily available for you to help and guide you through this time, because you don't need to be afraid. You don't need to feel like you're alone in it. It's just so important. And I guess the last thing that I kind of want to say is just that, like, even if you're uncomfortable with it, even if it's something that's really scary, there's nothing that feels certain right now. You know, your worlds were turned upside down really, really fast. And now you have to play roles of mom, dad, caregiver, therapist, nurse, teacher, and some of you are working from home. Like, that's just so much. It's not possible to be all of those things and be 100% at all of those things. So just give yourself some grace. Just give yourself a little bit and just allow yourself to be doing the best that you can and know that you're doing the best that you can. You know, we're here to help you as therapists and obviously prevent any sort of regression and maintain that progress and keep them working towards their goals. Because if there's anybody that's suffering right now from this craziness that's going on in the world, yes, it's the people that are suffering from the virus, and yes, it's the people that are immunocompromised, and yes, all of those things. But really, it's these kids that have special needs and these families that have children with special needs, because routine was just ripped out from underneath them, and that's when they function their best, and their related services were ripped out, and their school was ripped out, any socialization and peer-to-peer interaction was ripped out, and it's so much more of a magnifying glass on them than it is for maybe a typically developing child. And I think that that's just the perspective that you guys have to maintain, that you guys are doing such amazing work at such a crazy time, and your child is going to continue to thrive because of you, and never forget that. Of course, I have to finish on a corny note, but if you guys have any questions about how telehealth works, how virtual sessions might work, how virtual fitness classes might work, how anything might work, or you're nervous about your first session with your therapist or whatever, please don't hesitate to reach out to us, email, call us. We're going to be here for you. And we just want to help in any way possible. So even if you're not local to us and you're listening and you're nervous for your first teletherapy session, or not really sure what to expect, make sure you reach out and we can help you and guide you through this, because you don't have to be alone in it. So I hope you all are going to have a wonderful week ahead of you, and keep being your amazing selves. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to find out more information, you can head to breakthroughptli.com, where you'll have access to tons of blog posts I've written and free reports I've created just for parents like you. And you can follow us on all social media. Facebook, if you type in Breakthrough Intensive Physical Therapy, or on Instagram at Breakthrough Intensive PT.